USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Grand Princess cruise ship carrying people on board with the coronavirus has docked in Oakland. California Governor Gavin Newsom says the site was picked for many reasons, including how close the port is to Travis Air Force Base. Gina Paletta tells Fox News about the piece of paper she was handed when her and her husband boarded the cruise ship.
It explained, you know, what the coronavirus was and that, you know, we just need to make sure we washed our hands regularly, used Purell, hand sanitizer.
Rough day on Wall Street as trading was halted for 15 minutes earlier today after the S&P fell by 7%. The Dow is still down around 2,000 points. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Vice President Joe Biden are out and about on the campaign trail. Biden campaigning in Michigan. Meanwhile, Sanders is in St. Louis. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The FBI is arresting 27 people for illegally administering performance-enhancing drugs to racehorses across the United States. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
U.S. District Attorney Jeff Berman announcing criminal charges against Jorge Navarro and Jason Service, two prominent thoroughbred trainers. Additionally, nine other trainers, seven veterinarians, as well as nine drug suppliers and distributors are going to be charged in the case. Berman said the defendants used many practices, including blood doping, as well as pain-blocking drugs that diminish the horse's ability to feel pain. He called these cases cruel and systematic, saying that the racehorses have paid the price for the defendant's uncontrollable greed.
Harvey Weinstein is set to be sentenced Wednesday for sex crimes. Weinstein could face up to 25 years in prison. Weinstein could also be facing charges in California. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A big day for six states that are voting on Tuesday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
Tuesday, the next big date for Democrats. 352 delegates up for grabs in six states holding primaries, with the most in Michigan. The other states in play, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, Idaho, and Washington State.
Thank you, Robin. Former Vice President Joe Biden received the key endorsement of Democratic Senator from New Jersey, Cory Booker. That after Booker slammed him during the Democratic presidential debates.
There are people right now in prison for life because you stood up and used that tough-on-crime, phony rhetoric. Mr. Vice President has said that since the 1970s, every major crime bill, major and minor, has had his name on it. And sir, those are your words, not mine. We have a system right now that's broken. And if you want to compare records, and frankly, I'm shocked that you do, I am happy to do that. Mr. Vice President, there's a saying in my community, you're dipping into the Kool-Aid and you don't even know the flavor.
The New Jersey senator says that the former vice president will restore honor to the Oval Office. The Democratic-controlled state legislator in Virginia is voting to mandate criminal background checks on all gun purchases. The measure passed both in the Senate and General Assembly and will now head to Democratic Governor Ralph Northam's desk. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.